walked over to our place, and we would go to church or parties and things with my mother and father, and we had two spring seats, and we didn't have enough spring seats while we'd to put on the wagon. We'd lay a board, put a quilt on that, and sit on the board, and sometimes just sit down the bed of the wagon on the little children would on quilts. And those were pretty good days all around.
That was a thrill, wasn't it?
It was.
You're going someplace and see other people.
Yes, and I can remember several times they had a party up here. It's where Old Fox lives now, on that hill, Coffin Hill. They call it the Coffin Hill. The outhouse lived on that then. I think of a man being named Outhouse. And we went to party at the outhouses one night. My brother took me in the buggy, and Henry walked over there. He just lived here, you know, just close. He walked over there. Then my brother wanted to take a girl home, and he asked me if I wouldn't stay there until he took the girl home. He come back after me. He had a buggy with two ponies to it. And then Henry said, well, he would walk me home. Would I walk home with him? Well, you see, I lived, I guess it's about 2 miles. Well, that was a real nice walk, walking home with him that night.
Oh boy, I bet that was exciting.
So I told him I was going to walk home with him. That was real nice.
Did you ever go very far to these things?
Not too far. We'd go with maybe about 10 miles would be about the limit, about as far as we'd ever go. Down Franklin, Blackburn, over in there. We've gone a lot of times to those things.
Are these towns, Franklin?
Franklin's just a little store there. Blackburn's a schoolhouse. Yes, Franklin's just a store there. And
was it larger in the past? Or?
No. It may be a little larger now. I haven't been down there for a number of years. Mm-hmm. But for Franklin, was a little town, had store there that people could get bread and supplies from.
What did you call it when you bought bread at the store? Any special kind of bread?
Well,
or any special name for this bread?
No, just light bread. I don't remember. See, we didn't buy bread. Ever buy bread. We baked our bread.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that?
Baking bread, light bread, light bread.
Uh-huh. Light bread if you had it at home, and light bread if you bought it at the store?
Uh-huh. Light bread. That's what we called it, light bread. I don't know why we called it that.
What did you put in this to make it rise?
Yeast, everlasting yeast.
Made your own?
Well, we got a starter from someone else. Oh, I had that, I suppose it was just recently that I quit baking bread, just since my husband passed away. But I kept a starter for 50 years, that starter. You just take you let it rise, and you take out a handful of it and put in the fruit jar and put about a half a cup of sugar over it. And then in a few days, and bake again and start it off with that.
Mm-hmm.
Then put water and flour in it, you know. And that was and it was real good bread. Everlasting yeast.
No, would you just mix this dough in with your bread? Just take the whole thing and put it in.
Yeah, all of it, and then before you worked it up, more flour in it. The sponge we call that the sponge. After getting real light, where we take out some more and put it in a fruit jar, put some sugar on it, and that was our starter to use next time. I kept that at least 50 years, and it's real good just from one time to another.
How long could you go between times?
Well, after we got to keeping ice, got the refrigerator, well, you could go a month and have it sitting in the fridge just so you didn't freeze it. Just set it in the refrigerator, just so it didn't get too hot.